Good morning. It's Tuesday. This is Guru's Tech Bites, episode 114. First up, we're talking about our position on open weights models, which is a fancy way of saying the computer's brain is just hanging out there for everybody to poke at, like when I left the hood of my car open and a family of squirrels built a condo in my engine block. You know what this reminds me of? Wait, I already said that. But apparently it means you can run the thing yourself without Microsoft peeking over your shoulder to force an update. Yeah. Ha. Okay, that's something. Second, we got some folks benchmarking Opus 5 on something called Slop Code Bench, which sounds like what comes out of the Pawtucket Brewery cafeteria on chili day, where you just scoop it on a plate and hope it doesn't melt the tray. But these guys are testing the new AI to see how much garbage code it spits out, which is a real problem. Because last time I asked my computer to fix a spreadsheet, it tried to delete my tax history. So yeah, checking the slop is probably a good idea. Third, someone wrote in saying using an open model feels surprisingly good, and honestly, I get it. It's like when you buy the generic store brand beer instead of the expensive stuff, expecting it to taste like dishwater and regret, but then it's actually pretty smooth, and suddenly you feel like a financial genius for saving $2. You don't have to deal with the big tech company shutting down on you right in the middle of whatever it is you're doing, like those forced Windows updates that restart your whole life while playing solitaire. And finally, there's a new Paged Out magazine out, issue number 9, and it's a PDF, so you can read it on the can, which is great because Lois says I spend too much time in there, but I tell her it's my quiet place. It's got all sorts of nerdy programming stuff, which I don't understand a word of, but I like looking at the little pictures and formatting. You know, the kind of stuff that makes you feel smart just by holding it. That's your Daily Bite. Have a great day. Until next time.